War is said to be hours of boredom, punctuated by moments of sheer terror. During the time spent waiting for something to happen, meals are one of the few bright spots for the troops. And MREs, meals ready to eat, become the center of life in a combat zone. NPR's John Burnett is traveling and eating with the 1st Marine Division in Iraq.
It's dinner time with 3rd Gun Crew, Romeo Battery, 5th Battalion, 10th Marine Artillery Regiment. Like a dutiful waiter reading off daily specials, a Marine calls out names on sealed brown bags.
Cheese tortellini, pasta Alfredo sauce. I got beef and mushrooms, beef teriyaki, jambalaya, chicken and noodles.
The menu may sound surprisingly diverse, but it's become numbingly familiar out here in the desert of southern Iraq. Like American servicemen and women around the world, the 13 Marines on Gun Crew 3 survive by being creative.
I got Skittles for white rice.
So the highlights of the day is freaking treating MREs.
And mixing MREs. According to Lance Corporal Aaron Cishon, 24, a truck mechanic from New York City, and Damon Evans, a 23-year-old Navy hospital corpsman from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Like, you take certain parts off of, like, certain MREs and mix them with other ones. It makes it taste better. Anything to make them taste better. Anything. Throw a little dirt in there, it'll taste better.
Grab a little white rice for the Thai chicken. Yeah. Yeah. Put it with the grilled chicken MRE the next day. Well, I'm in heaven.
Hold it until next meal.
KFC all over again.
What's real good is,
Lance Corporal Josh Strother, 19 years old, from Silsbee, Texas.
My favorite meal, you get Mexican rice, then you heat it up, put jalapeno cheese and crunch up crackers. It's a pretty good meal.
Sergeant Mitchell Hamilton from Umatilla, Florida.
Just now I put two teas and two spiced ciders, and it tastes really good. And yesterday I had three teas and a cherry-based flavor. It tastes like cherry tea.
When MREs were introduced in the late 1970s, soldiers quickly branded them meals rejected by everyone. Today, few would dispute MREs have improved since then, and they're a huge leap forward from Spam and C rations of an earlier era. The flameless ration heater, a chemical element which warms up the meal envelope when water is added, is truly a marvel. There are currently 24 different packages, including the latest, a patty of mystery meat smeared with packaged cheese and barbecue sauce and eaten between two shingles of wheat snack bread. Lance Corporal Josh Strother.
There's a new one out. It's hamburger. That's probably the best one right now. I haven't had it yet. I should be next in line for it, so.
In the austere, stripped-down world of military field life, any pleasure, regardless how small, is exaggerated. Wondering which snack your next MRE contains is a high point out here. A master gunnery sergeant recently compared getting the chocolate mint pound cake to discovering a Stradivarius in a pawn shop. Says cannoneer Corporal Gary Reyes, 20, from Odessa, Texas.
Cheese is like gold out here. Cheese, M&Ms, and Skittles.
The Marines are just as passionate about their least favorites. Day in and day out, the last MRE chosen is Thai chicken, which has a treacly chemical taste that no Bangkok native would recognize, and no amount of Tabasco improves. A close second would be boneless pork chop, whose smell is reminiscent of Alpo, and no blacklist would be complete without beef frankfurters, known to the grunts as
Four Fingers of Death.
As a rule, the troops generally like what they find inside the sealed plastic food bags, but hospital corpsman Damon Evans has one suggestion.
The toaster pastry. How hard would it be to put a little icing on it?
Yeah, you know what
I mean? I've been complaining about that for over 4 years. I've been with the battery since 99. The only thing I want is some icing on my damn toaster pastry.
With no one predicting when this war will be over, the grunts daydream about ribeye steaks and pepperoni pizza and breakfast tacos, and meanwhile, squirt some more processed cheese spread on their wheat snack bread. John Burnett, NPR News, with the 1st Marine Division in South Central Iraq.
It's a good day. I got the new hamburger patty. It's going to be a good day. I can already tell.